to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever said to yourself, why was I born? Why am I here on this earth, going to school, playing soccer, putting up with my little brother? Why do I exist? Well, if you've ever asked such questions, I know someone who just might be able to provide an answer. We're here on this earth for a purpose, an important purpose. We have a job to do. Just ask Katie. Here's her story. My dad is a plumber. That means when someone has a leaking pipe in their home and water is squirting out onto the floor or running down the wall somewhere, they call him and say, please come and help us. We've got a big problem. So Dad grabs his tools, jumps in the car, and hurries away to help that person. Having leaking pipes in a house is a very bad thing and needs attention right away. Sometimes I go with my dad and watch him work. First he says, show me the problem. Then he looks high and low to find what's causing it. Usually it's a busted water pipe or a cracked drain. Then he takes out his tools and cuts away the bad part of the pipe or drain and replaces it with a new strong section. Soon the leak is fixed and the water doesn't flow under the floor or wall anymore. This brings a big smile to my dad's customers' faces. Thank you, they say. Thank you for fixing the leak. When I watch my dad work, I often think of Jesus. I learned at church that Jesus is a plumber, too. No, he doesn't fix leaky pipes, but he does fix sad hearts. When someone is crying or sad, Jesus hurries to their side and gives them comfort and some good ideas of how to feel better and stop the tears from flowing down their cheeks. Then they can say, thank you, Jesus, for fixing my sad heart. That's why when I see my dad working hard to help someone, I see Jesus. And that's how I know what I'm supposed to be doing in this world. I'm supposed to be watching for tears in people's eyes and then doing my best, with Jesus' help, to stop the leak. Well, what a great story and lesson from Katie. So how do we help dry up the tears of our friends or family members who are crying? How do we help fix the problem that's causing such sadness and pain? Well, first, we ask the questions. Why are you crying? Why are you sad? And then we say, how can I help you feel a little better? Would you like me to be your friend? Next, we look around. What does that person need? Is he or she hungry? Afraid? Sad because someone died? Lonely? Disappointed? Sometimes just helping someone look for the cause of their sadness helps them feel better. Finally, we roll up our sleeves and get busy to help fix the problem. We feed the hungry. We protect the fearful. We comfort the sad and the lonely. And we let them know that there's hope because Jesus loves them and wants to help them too. And we love them. Healing love can dry up a whole lot of tears. We can also share this beautiful Bible text with them. My mind and my body may become weak, but God is my strength. Psalm 73:26. Plumbers stop leaks. We, with Jesus' help, can stop tears.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!